Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Aw, yeah, welcome back, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It's Thursday. We're at Rolla J Studios. It's the 4 o'clock hour. We got a very special guest joining us here in the studio. It's Ganja John, everybody.
What's up, everybody? How's it going, Russ?
It's going well, Ganja John.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, man.
This is the first time we've even seen each other in a long time.
Other than, like, bumping, I think 2013 we bumped into each other at an event.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe 2014, something like that.
For folks that don't know, Ganja John was one of the first interviews I did of a patient here in the state of Oregon.
I might have been your first in-studio interview.
You might have been, and yeah. You were just a wee lad.
Yeah, that was 7 years ago now.
Yeah, he was a wee lad suffering from Reno Columbo. That's a great detective
name,
don't you
think? Since
then,
they've changed the name.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, it used to be Reno Columbo, now it's... Fuck, I don't remember. Papillorenal disease or
something like that.
Yeah.
But we interviewed, I met John at the Cannabis Cafe, and he was a young man who'd been suffering with kidney failure all his life, living on dialysis, fucked up eye. I mean,
I lost my eye while I was on your show.
That's right. That's right.
It was just a couple months in, then I took like a month off, lost my eye.
Yeah.
You know, I still haven't replaced it. You're supposed to replace it every 5 years. I haven't done it yet.
The glass
actual
one?
Glass one, yeah. Yeah, I haven't done it.
What happens if you don't replace it? Is it
getting... I don't know. It's got kind of... It actually has a scratch on it right now. I don't notice it. I don't see that good, so...
what difference does it make,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't care.
But so John ended up, you know, having just this perfect talent for radio, and we got him on the air, and he's been on the show for a long time. And then we moved on into the world of dabbage, which I think a lot of people know you from. And I wanted to tell folks this, is that I was in Seattle last weekend for the CannaCon, and I was taking Uber every day.
Oh, yeah.
And one morning, my Uber driver is a 62-year-old white dude taking me in. He's obviously one of those dudes that was cool back in the day wants to be cool again now that it's legal, right? Mm-hmm. So he finds out I'm doing CannaCon. And he's like, you're CannaCon. I've been taking a lot of people there. And we're just yakking. He goes, say, do you know Ganja John? And I went, dude, I created Ganja John. He's like, I've always wanted to meet him. And it turned out he was like a comedy nerd.
Uh-huh.
And he'd picked you up through Posehn's thing.
Yeah.
And so it was a trip. I'm like, here I am in Seattle. Yeah, people ask me about Ganja John.
Kind of like because of Posehn, I'm a little famous in Seattle. That special was filmed in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people in Seattle have seen it. And a lot of my friends were there. I wasn't there. I wanted to be there. But because of you and going to High Times Cups, I'm a little famous in San Francisco. So I have
Coast cred.
I got West Coast pull.
Hey, what's the name of that Posehn special if chatters are looking for it?
The Fartist.
The Fartist. If you find The Fartist by Brian Posehn.
On Netflix, yeah.
Posehn. And yeah, it's on Netflix. And there's a great Ganja John bit in there. But you were getting into the concentrates. And of course, if you don't know, folks, Ganja John was the first High Times concentrate winner back when they could have cannabis cups in Seattle.
Yep. And, you know, I took my first dab at the first cannabis cup that you and I went to while I was still on dialysis, I took an extra day off of dialysis, which was rough. But that was the first time I ever took a dab. And after that, I, you know, asked people, how the hell do you make this?
Was that San Francisco 2011?
That was San Francisco 2011. Yeah. It was 2011 or 2010. I can't remember.
The first San Francisco Cup, yeah.
It was 2011, yeah.
Maybe it was 10.
Maybe it was 10. I feel like it was 10. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
those
you're right.
Those all kind of meld together, you know?
Yeah. And the dabs have something to do with that. We're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we'll talk more about extract connoisseur Ganja John here, who knows more about it than any of you listening. And we'll take your calls, too, 971-533-7111, and watching on the chat room. So if you got a question for Ganja John, anything about dabs, extracts, or whatever, we're here for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today, or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
It's time for Cannabis Facts about teen drug use from Robert Platschorn's thesilvertour.org. This message is supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com. A recent survey by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control indicates that in states that have legalized medical marijuana, the rate of marijuana consumption among high school students has not increased. In fact, in legal states like Colorado, teen use has actually decreased significantly. It's simply no longer a big deal for teenagers in legal states. This was Cannabis Facts from thesilvertour.org, an educational nonprofit supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com.
Maui Waui, Acapulco Gold, California Kush, our strains stretch everywhere too.
This is the Cannabis Radio Network.
Ganjapreneur.com, your guide to the cannabis business world. Ganjapreneur.com is a comprehensive resource for cannabis professionals and entrepreneurs. Download the Ganjapreneur app on your smartphone or tablet to catch up on cannabis industry news, scroll through our daily job listings, and learn about successful cannabis companies, executives, and investors. Ganjapreneur.com. Helping Ganjapreneurs grow.
Warning, hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that. This is Dan Michaels from danmichaelsaudio.com. And you're listening to Radical Russ on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We are live on Cannabis Radio. Got all sorts of folks in the chat room saying hi to John Thomas, Tony Archer, and Big Daddy Fink. That's right, Big Daddy Fink in the chat room. BDM. John Chambers.
I miss all these guys.
Yeah. Having a lot of fun. You know, 420 Radio now is an all music network.
Yeah, I saw that.
Cannabis Radio is all talk, so... Yeah. Got a little bit of both, and we're starting to get a question in.
Oh, yeah?
We got a chat question. Mm. Question for Ganja John from John Chambers. With the rise of rosin tech, do you think solvent extracts with potentially dangerous or very expensive equipment will go away eventually?
I'm sorry, I quit listening to rosin. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that press stuff.
Yes. Yes.
That's cute and all, but no, it won't. The reason being, rosin can't be done in a production style. I have some friends who have ideas about doing rosin in a production style, but you have to include a solvent, which is generally alcohol. When I'm making oil, you know, we have this Terminator Kush coming out. I made 250 grams in one run. That's going to be difficult to do with rosin. And because of the way that rosin's made, there's so much time and energy that goes into it. The prices right now in dispensaries are $60, $80, $100 a gram. And I mean, that's because you're making 2-3 grams at a time. I think for personal stuff, for people who are living in Iowa or Idaho, you know, doing a rosin press is just about the best way you can get a dab. Like, I need a dab. Let's do it right now. You know, I've experimented with it a lot. It's really not my bag. It's one of those things where, you know, you have to, you can do flower rosin. Flower rosin's all right. Usually comes out looking really pretty. But most of the stuff that I've liked was bubble hash that was turned into rosin or dry sift that was turned into rosin. So you're talking about multiple processes, you know. So I think butane solvent extraction, propane, all that stuff is never going to go away. It's kind of ingrained in people. And even if it does, I'll do it in a basement. So I'll move to Biloxi. I don't give a shit.
Is it just like, the efficiency of it?
It's not only the efficiency. It's the terpene retention. Rosin's real finicky. If you do it too hot, it'll taste like popcorn, like vaped weed. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's all about preference. There's people who argue with this, you know, to the death with me, but I'm just, for me personally, I don't really get high when I take dabs. It's a couple of minutes at the beginning, but I've noticed, you know, over the years, I'm not getting high like other people are getting high.
Yeah.
I'm using this medicinally. Yeah. And personally, I don't want to have a 2,000 pound press in my house to you know, make dabs, but you know, whatever, to each his own. I think it's cool. Solventless is really cool. There's other kinds of solventless coming out, like the molecular hash oil, the clear, as people call it. I kind of like the MHO, but I've been working with a company called Hope Extracts, and they've been making that, and we're making like meds, like medicine. You know, you can have your high THC whatever, and we can make 95% THC oil that's solventless. It's been distilled multiple times, but we've also been making stuff that's like 40% CBC or CBG, things that normally we're not exposed to in that high concentrates, you know. Really interesting anti-anxiety stuff that'll just knock you out, and developing new kind of ways to find solventless extracts. And it's interesting, you know, it's everybody to each their own. There's so many different ways. Every time I think that there's not going to be another way to extract cannabis, somebody extracts cannabis in a new way.
The 101 for people out there that might be listening that don't know a lot of these terms. First of all, you got your, you know, extracts. We've got typically the BHO, that's the butane hash oil, where you're, you know, using that as a solvent. Yep. Propane can be used as a solvent, isopropyl alcohol, carbon dioxide. Yep. The new tech, this rosin press they're talking about, now the low rent ghetto version I always heard was, you know, the hair
that shit works.
Thing.
Hair press. Yeah.
The flat iron.
Flat iron, there you go.
So what we're talking about with rosin tech is hot pressing.
Hot plates pressing down on whatever.
Cannabis.
Pressing cannabis, whatever cannabis,
or hash, or
you know, whatever, some cannabis derived product. So the issue with that too is you're gonna get lots of fats and lipids. Everything that I make is de-waxed, you know, it doesn't have those fats and lipids in it, which, you know, helps your throat, doesn't burn your throat as bad, doesn't get your bong as dirty, you know. So it's interesting, you know. Again, to each their own. Like with, I've seen rosin that's, you know, been washed in iso alcohol and de-waxed and pulled off all the fats, and that's beautiful. It's amazing. The way that I'm doing my extraction is very, very cold. I'm getting lots of terpene retention, lots of those flavors. Terpenes are the flavor that you get from the oil. So, and I'm getting really, really high THC, and I'm de-waxing all it, you know. I personally feel like my medicine is cleaner than the rosin that most people are going to step on a hair straightener, you know. But, you know, there, on the other hand, there is oil out there and BHO out there that's filthy as hell. And just garbage. Even on the shelves right now, there's no residual solvent testing required in Oregon or Washington. You can make dirty meds. I can make oil that's not purged of its butane and put it out on shelves. No problem.
Jeez.
I mean, I've bought... I had some of my equipment stolen this year, and I went without equipment for 8 months. And I mean, you know me, if I'm not making oil for 8 months, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
So I was out buying oil, and the only oil that I really liked was $40, $50, $60 a gram. And I've bought $50 grams since I've gotten new equipment and started up again and put it in my ovens, and it's full of butane.
Jeez.
So, you know, there's no real, you know, oversight as so far as this goes.
Why stick with the ANES and not the carbon dioxide?
Carbon dioxide, like CO2, is selective for butane is selective for a lot of different things. Butane is selective for terpenes, for THC, for CBD, CBC, CBG. CO2 is selective for things that I don't want in my cannabis, including fats, mostly pesticides, various you know, fertilizers, things like that.
Okay,
those will be sometimes heavy in CO2. I've ran a CO2 machine. I've worked with some people who have bought them, and you know, in my experience, if you know, I say this as nicely as possible. If you have a CO2 machine, you are a rich fucking moron. And good job.
With all due respect.
Yeah, with all due respect. Good job wasting your money, you fucktard. I've smoked CO2. I don't really mean that. There's CO2 oil out there that's good. But the majority of it that I've had, I do not like. And it feels wrong to put in my body. And also, you know, most of that stuff comes in pens, some Chinese pen. I've worked with these millionaires lately. This new money in cannabis.
The suits.
And, the suits, so to speak. And they want to spend $5 to get a pen out on the market. And when I say they want to spend $5, that means they want to cut the oil with propylene glycol or veggie glycol. And they want $5 invested into that product, and then they want to sell it for $50. That's not my game. And I can tell all OMP patients that I'm here to stop that bullshit. And I will call that out when I see it. You know, I've in the last years that I've been away from this show, I've worked for three people that have had multiple millions of dollars invested in marijuana. All three of them were fucking idiots and didn't know what the fuck they were doing. And they generally, you know, great, whatever, you're growing greenhouse weed indoors, good job. You know, but you're gonna see the market flooded with all kinds of bad oil and bad weed before it gets good again. And that's one of the things I didn't foresee when I was working with you and working towards legalization, is that quality is going to go down a lot and the price is going to go up,
right?
Before it mellows back out again.
Right.
I've sold a lot of oil that you and I smoked years ago that's, you know, better now. My methods are better now, and I'm making better oil, but the price is going down. I've sold ounces of oil for $560, which is like $20 a gram.
Yeah.
Unfucking heard of when you and I were doing the radio show.
Yeah.
It was $40 a gram all day.
Yes.
Sometimes 50.
Yeah.
And now, you know, we're working in real business. We're selling wholesale. My stuff goes for $25 a gram wholesale and sells for 50. So the dispensaries, you know, are making a ton of money. They're cleaning up just as much as the farmers or, you know, the producers or anything like that. You were talking earlier in the last hour, too, about all these steps that things have to go through.
Yeah.
Well, you missed one. One of those is a distributor.
Yes.
Distributor licenses are new, and they're a new thing. And I've kind of come encounter with almost accidentally being a distributor by putting a newsletter together or something like that, you know. And it's really interesting how much it's going to change, because what if I work for a recreational facility and they give me their trim? Now, suddenly that was garbage a minute ago. Now, suddenly I turn it into oil and it's medical. How do I account for where I got my trim? You know, it's going to be really interesting. And I know right now that in Washington, all day oil is going for $900, $700 to $900 an ounce. And that's because it's hard to find in dispensaries that's good, and it's easy to get on the street.
Yes, so, indeed.
Congratulations.
Oh.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
That sound means that it's 4:20 here.
Dab time.
Dab time. We're going to do a 7:10 early, and I'll struggle to form sentences after this. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show, Toker Talk Radio. Ganja John is live in the studio. Be checking out the chat room for more questions and comments when we return.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's Good News with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, cannabis nurse Heather.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up.
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct! Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat? More flavor.
Tokers, there's no good reason to get your dog stoned. While it might not harm them physically, imagine being a dog who already begs for treats all day, and then imagine that dog having the munchies. Not cool.
Warning. Hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that. A public service message from CannabisRadio.com and The Russ Belville Show.
The Russ Belville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association in the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details.
Pod 2.0.
It's not your father's Woodstock weed.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 23 after the hour, and we have most properly dabbaged here. Ganja John is in the studio. What was that? What is it that we had just dabbed?
Eileen, what was that? Power Wreck.
Power Wreck.
Power Wreck. I recently did a mix of Power Wreck and Crazy Train, which we're calling Kardashian, which will, because it's a crazy train wreck.
That's right.
And it'll be out in dispensaries in Portland starting tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. So we have some breaking news that this is the first the public will be hearing about this.
Yeah.
Having to do with the continued the continued ascendancy of the Ganja
the
John
continued
star.
Belville bump.
Is that it?
Yeah.
if only I could bump myself, although I do bump myself every night.
I still, yeah. The Belville bump, we were talking about this on Facebook the other day. The Belville bump has still not made me much money, if at all. But that's two of us.
My bills
are kind of paid.
Yeah.
Kind of. But I mean, I don't even know if I'm really supposed to talk about this, but whatever. It's internet radio. I'm going to be on an episode of Vice, it sounds like, of their show Bon Appetit.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing a Portland episode. So one of our former peers at High Times, who now works for Vice, contacted me about it. We're going to make some BHO and make some food with it, and then we're going to do a comedy show. So if you're in town on March 12th, there will be a comedy show at Northwest Cannabis Club.
And, March 12th. I can stay that long.
Yeah.
I'll stay an extra couple days. I was supposed to be flying out here March 10th, but
yeah, maybe
I'll stay till the 12th.
Yeah, it's going to be... it's going to be an interesting ride. I don't know how it's going to go, but I kind of set up a shooting schedule and It's weird. I mean, I often, you know, delving into cannabis business and PR and all this stuff, I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm just pretending, but everything I learned from Russ.
So. Oh, this is wonderful. He says these things, but you got to understand, Gaja John got plenty of mojo on his own. It's through you that I met, you know, Brian Posehn, Ron mm-hmm. Funches,
Benson.
Benson, Keckler.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of cool guys.
Yeah, we've had fun.
We've had a lot of fun. Yeah. We got some questions coming in from the chat room. Let's see. Michael Hughes wants to know, do you have an opinion on the best way to extract hemp flower for CBD? Some say CO2, some say BHO. Then there's the distillation.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you do a distillate, you have to do an extraction in one way or another anyways. It depends on what you want. I mean, with CBD... You might, I'm just kind of starting to experiment with this, but you might want to, you know, soak it in alcohol and distill that or do BHO or CO2. I'm not really sure. In my experience, if somebody gave me hemp flowers, I would make BHO and then have that tested, see what it tested like, and then maybe further distill that, you know, into another product, more pure product.
You know, this is something I don't think the hemp people saw coming. Is that, no. You know, we've always distinguished it that, well, cannabis is, you know, above 0.3 THC and hemp is below 0.3 THC and nobody'd want that for a drug. They'll use right. it to build houses and make shirts. But then right. they found this CBD was prevalent in hemp. Mm-hmm. So if we're doing the distillations, if we're doing these extracts, does it matter if we're getting CBD from hemp or from cannabis?
I mean, it depends on, you know, if you want low THC meds, the way to do it would be hemp. You know, personally, I don't want hemp growing in my neighborhood, but but you know, honestly, there's some good medicine there for CBD. I mean, I personally think that when I smoke a CBD heavy anything, I feel high. I know that people say, oh, CBD doesn't get you high, but makes me feel funny. and I imagine the same thing with hemp oil. But yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting. You know, the yields might be higher with CO2, but ultimately I would do BHO and see how it came out. You can, you know, the butane extraction that I'm doing is not new. It's something that's been done for a long, long time, not with just cannabis. And now, I mean, it's, you know, CBD is legal. You can buy CBD yeah. on Amazon right now. There's other legal cannabis-derived products that are coming out from Colorado, like terpenes. You can buy pure terpenes. They're incredibly expensive. They're $100 for 10 drops.
Wow.
But you can buy specific terpenes. You like Jack Hare, you can buy Jack Hare. And you can literally dab those things. A lot of people are buying the terpenes and putting them on rosin to make rosin taste a little bit better. I've actually done it. Like when I've been around friends who collect terpenes, I haven't been doing a lot of it lately, but I've been kind of experimenting and trying it. Just fill a pipette full of terpenes and just pour it on a slab. And it really, really will blow your mind.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We've got a question from Roland Reverend. He says, if you're sold on BHO extraction, what are you using for solvent recovery?
I use a TRS-21 for solvent recovery. And I've actually been experimenting with new ways for solvent recovery. What he's talking about is when you do your extraction, all the solvent that you used, you can recover back into your solvent tank and reuse it. You use it again. We've actually developed some different ways of getting more butane that's turned to vapor out of the marijuana, out of the material after we've run it. So like we're only losing like 6 ounces of butane a day instead of like 16 pounds, which is pretty crazy. It's made our butane costs go way down. I'm sure I'm going to get like an email about that and ask how I did it, but I'm not going to tell you.
So you keep saying we and we're doing this and you got this great package that you showed me.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the commercial ventures of Gaja John?
I don't know how, you know, I want to be able to supply to medical dispensaries as long as I can. And as far as me making oil that costs $50 a gram in dispensaries, I'm patient and I understand that's really expensive. But it's just the way that the market's moving right now. I really want to be able to put more oil out in dispensaries that is cheaper. We have some stuff that Kardashian's going to be a little bit cheaper. And we have more stuff coming out. I keep saying we because I work with a lot of different farms. And I'm independent, though. I don't have my own grow. I only take all of my weed on contract. I'm not a rich man. I made $200 last month. So, after expenses, $200 in profit. So it's something that I do out of passion, you know. And if it goes commercial and oil starts being $80 a gram, I mean, that's the way I'm going to go. But I'm gonna work as hard as I can to provide to medical patients. I still give out free meds all the goddamn time. And I'm kind of riding by the seat of my pants. In the last couple of years, like I said, I've worked for three different companies that were multi-million dollar companies. One of those relationships ended in less than 48 hours. Another one ended in less than 5 days. The last 5 years and the years before that, you and I were on this show, marijuana was going through growing pains. It's still going through growing pains. And I'm still dealing with it. Like I said, I got my equipment stolen. I worry about that all the time. I moved into a warehouse and I was spending $4,000 a month on a warehouse, or $2,000 a month that was shared. But I mean, total, my rent for the month was about $4,000 a month with my house and my, you know, and my shop. And this is all because my house, I used to run out of my house, but the laws changed.
Yeah.
I'm close to a school. That's a mandatory minimum, 20 years in prison.
That's no fun.
Not okay with that. So I have to move. I am a small mom and pop, you know, it's just pop, but
just pop,
we got a new mom now. But, I've given up a lot to cannabis. I've given up a wife and some of my family and blood, sweat, and tears. But honestly, I was telling some friends this last night. Every time I do a run, I'm giving a part of my body. And, you know, one kidney, one eye, I'm on tons of drugs. I wake up every morning and vomit. It's tough. It's hard to do what I'm doing. And so I want people to know every time they take a dab of my oil that they're getting a part of me with it. As hoity-toity and fucking weird as that sounds. But
it sounds like angering the cooks at the Chinese restaurant.
Absolutely.
You never know what you're going to get.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I hate it. I honestly don't like being Ganja John. I don't like making hash oil. But when I pour it out and that beautiful yellow syrup comes out that I know is going to make me feel better, it makes it all worth it. It makes it all absolutely worth it. So I'm super excited to just be back in dispensaries again. Like, I had some bad experiences with that. And now from learning from being on the show, I'm learning marketing, obviously, and starting again. And people are clamoring to get my oil. And it's because I fucking work hard to make it good.
Look,
so,
I do dabs literally all across the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the best dab I'll have.
Yeah.
All year, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we're, you know, we're close. I'm going to be on this show more often. I'm getting more time now where
Fantastic. It's
not all crazy. Everything's nuts. But everything's starting to get a lot better.
Well, as much as this is turning toward extraction, and, you know, you brought up that thing, and we'll have to take a break here in a couple minutes, but you brought up that point about the extraction of the terpenes. And
right.
I was discussing this with someone the other day on the show about how under prohibition and everyone was growing for flower, the goal was THC.
Yeah.
Now with extraction, you can get as much THC as you want, just keep extracting and
right.
you'll get to whatever level you want. The real goal now is to go for the flavors and the smells and all the different consumer pleasures that you
right.
want from
right.
the product.
Yeah,
and extraction is driving that on the breeding side now.
Right. And you know, when you and I started, it was all about shatter oil
yeah.
that broke apart into millions of pieces. People don't really want that anymore because generally stuff like that has been tempered really high and it's kind of devoid of terpenes.
Well, not only that, when you try to pick a little off and it flicks right in your
flicks
eye.
In
oh,
your
you
eye.
Fucker.
I've actually stuck oil to my actual eye a few times. So. I know that game.
Yeah. We're hanging out here with Ganja John, longtime friend of the show and one of the top extract artists on the planet. And if you've got any questions, our phone lines are open at 971-533-7111. Or just join us in the chat room here on Spreaker. And we got a few people in the chat room. They'll help you out. We'd love to answer your questions and let you know more about what's going on in the amazing 710 world. So much changes so fast, I try to keep up with it. But I know there's a lot of laws that have changed as far as production here in the state of Oregon. When we come back, we'll talk about where's the price of Earl headed.
And we should talk about how BuzzFeed how BuzzFeed keeps narking on us.
Yeah, let's call out BuzzFeed when we come back.
Bastards.
Too. Sons of bitches. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com. Stay tuned. We're back live right after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you want a fired-up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired-up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Visit her website, fireduplawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your Fired Up Lawyer, or email firedup.lawyer@gmail.com.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolut, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Pod 2.0. It's not your father's Woodstock weed. This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 38 after the hour, hanging out here at Rolla J Studios with Ganja John.
Yo!
Live in the studio, extract maker extraordinaire, the winner of High Times' first ever Cannabis Cup for concentrates, and you've won a few more since then, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, stuffs. Here and there, like little things here and there. Although extractor of the year from the weed blog, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't really like, a lot of people ask me to compete and stuff, and I kind of be a pompous prick, and I'd be like, I already won an Oscar. What do I want a SAG award for?
Oh, my goodness. All right, so Michael in our chat room is saying within the next few years, oil will be less than 30 bucks a gram retail.
He's right. He's absolutely right. But right now, Michael, I need to make my money so we can make a machine big enough to make it $30 a gram. I've used some of these new machines that are all racked up and they're supposed to be safe and compliant. They're the most dangerous pieces of garbage I've used in ever. But, you're absolutely right. It will be $30 a gram. It is $30 a gram in a lot of places right now. I mean, you can go and buy a $30 gram, at most dispensaries in Portland. You can buy a $15 gram. I personally am not going to sell my oil for $7 unless it's $7 a gram oil, you know?
Yeah.
So it's everything that I'm putting out in dispensaries is of the highest quality. I try as best I can to put connoisseur grade oil out into the public. If I make something that's not good, it generally goes to distillate, and you know, that stuff's actual medicine. And that stuff also, you know, it's very easy to add. It's decarboxylized, so it's easy to add into food. You can put it in tea and water, something that's not marijuana soluble, and drink this stuff, and it's really great. We're working on a new edible that's gonna be made with clear. That's called THC Racha, a medicated sriracha.
After my own heart.
Absolutely.
I'm all about that.
Yeah, we're gonna roll that out in the next couple of weeks, and we've worked on all the promotional stuff, and that'll be really fun, because that's not a Ganja John product. That's something that me and my girlfriend are doing together, and it'll be kind of a collaborative project with D-Nail and D-Nation. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Another question from the chat room wants you to explain the difference between a BHO and an alcohol extraction. Is one better than the other? And the type of alcohol, is it ISO or ethanol?
You can do both. A lot of the time, the distillate that's made will be made with butane and then purged with ethanol, and then put into a rotovap, and that ethanol is then purged out. So it's depending on what your end game is. I personally don't. Most alcohol washed extracts that I've had in the past tasted like alcohol. There's, you know, a little bit left. Most people are using the 99% alcohol that they buy at Safeway, which isn't actually even legal in a lot of states. I don't think you can get it in California. I think you can only go up to 91%. So there's impurities used. When you use alcohol, you have to use a quick wash. They call it QISO, quick wash ISO. So you usually have to do it really quick. With butane, I'm doing stuff really, really cold. So stuff like my material is soaked for up to 30 minutes. To pull as many cannabinoids as I can. The one I gave you, the Terminator Kush, is high in CBG, and it's because it's a live plant and because of how long I soaked it. Trying to pull different things rather than just THC and CBD.
Yeah, we've got a 77% THC, 0.28 CBD, but those CBGs, 3.89.
Yeah.
And then CBC, 1.23. And we're only now starting to hear what CBG and CBC are useful for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting, like isolating, you know, the people I'm working with who are working in the lab, isolating these things and trying to break down cannabis for all of its parts individually, so you can take it apart and put it back together. And, you know, that includes the terpenes. you know, so eventually those $30 grams won't only be $30, but they'll be tailored to what you want. You can buy Sleepy Time, or you can buy Awake Time, or you can buy I Gotta Deal With My Stepmom Oil, you know. And even so, you can buy oil now that's flavored with non-cannabis terpenes. I saw a root beer flavored one the other day. I don't know that I'd mess with that.
But, you know, you've seen those new Coke machines with the touch screens?
Yeah.
And you can put all the flavors in it?
Mm-hmm. Someday.
Someday, man. Someday. Indica, sativa, hybrid.
Yeah.
Bing! You know, pinene, limonene.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like ordering a Subway.
Yeah, and I have, you know, some friends who have ordered, you know, Regent grade, really high lab grade terpenes that are derived from other plants but are present in cannabis.
Right.
And you can make your own mixes. And I've dabbed this stuff by itself, and it's quite potent. There's myrcene. If you get myrcene, you open up a bottle of it, it's like, well, that's that dank smell that's present in most skunks or, you know, older chemi stuff. It's pretty interesting. You open the bottle and you're like, that kind of smells like weed. Yeah. Or one of the undertones of weed. So it's interesting. And then like Blue River Company, Blue River is doing terpenes online. You know, you can buy lemon skunk or Yoda or purple Hindu Kush, whatever you want. It's really interesting. I don't know where cannabis is going, because it always takes kind of a left turn when I think it's going to go right. And it's really interesting that most of, you know, the stuff is moving into the lab and people are using short path distillers and roto evaporators and chillers and all these things. I'm buying things that I never thought I would ever buy. What do I need a negative 30 Celsius freezer for? Well, I actually really fucking need that, like, right now.
A negative 30 Celsius freezer. Yeah. Wow. Well, I was just, you know, I do these expos and all around the country, and I get to interview these vendors for things like HVAC systems and the vacuum purge ovens and a bunch of other industries where I ask them, you know, the weed world wasn't what you primarily made your machines for, right?
Right.
Right. We made it for some other thing. We did this and this. So tell me, has the weed world helped your bottom line? We're doing tenfold business, right? Yeah. There, it's just that green rush and that explosion that's happening for the non-
The folks
know,
who are
people.
in the pick and shovel business, one that comes to mind is Jair Gavita, the guy who owns Gavita Lights.
Yeah.
That guy, man. I mean, they were making stuff for horticulture, for tomatoes. And then all of these people suddenly got onto these Gavita Lights. Everybody wants them because they're amazing machines. And I know people who are buying pallets of these damn lights. And you know, you're friends with Jair on Facebook and he's just like traveling the world behind Teslas. You know, there's some of the folks in the pick and shovel business I know personally, like our extractors that we use are made from parts that are for making beer. So I can walk into a company called like a beer company. There's one in Vancouver, Glacier Tanks, and I can build a closed loop machine just off the shelf. You know, those beer companies, when they see me walk in, they know immediately. Oh, you need this gasket for butane. Oh, I guess you know what I'm doing. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I mean, it's their model has completely changed. You know, selling to small breweries, and now everybody has a closed loop machine. I can't find parchment paper in any store in this goddamn town.
Uh huh.
You can't find it anywhere. Gloves, can't find them anywhere. There are various things.
So when the chat room was saying you can never find the 90% isopropyl alcohol anywhere anymore.
Nope. You can't. Like, we tried to buy some alcohol at Walmart the other night. None. It was completely pulled off the shelves. Yeah. I mean, you can't find ISO. You can't dry ice. That's something people don't realize that, is in a lot of stores. And I've gone in personally because I know when they get delivered all around town. I know. Just in case I run out from my delivery, I have to know because I can't work without dry ice. So I've personally bought 150 pounds out of one of those coolers, and they're like, what? That's all of it. And I go, I know. I'm going to use it all tonight.
I know. Yeah. Now, what is the dry ice being used for?
Dry ice is used to de-wax hash oil and bring everything down to a lower temperature. And I'm working on with my friends at D-Nail on getting lab equipment that I wouldn't need that for. So we could chill glycol, you know, and have a glycol chiller that would bring stuff down to that level. But yeah, I go through, in the last 2 months, gone through 2,000 pounds of dry ice.
Wow.
Yeah. At 60 cents a pound, 70 cents a pound.
Rev says, get your parchment paper on Amazon.
Yeah, the thing about parchment paper, man, is it's specific. I have a specific need for parchment paper. I bought 1,000 sheets of pan liners the other day. Garbage. They're going in the trash. They're too thin, you know, or something's wrong with them. Reynolds just started coming out with heat-pressed parchment that has little, like, crosses on it for, like, measuring the size of a cookie or something like that. It's done with heat. It's not done with ink. But there's a thing called when you have your oil wrapped up, and you pull it off, it creates that texture on your oil. So you have all these crosses on your oil. Makes it look like a Gucci bag or something. But yeah, it's you know, there's
Maybe they could come up with a custom, you know, layout for your logo.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They absolutely could. That's a great idea. but like Costco, I can't buy parchment paper at Costco. That's my favorite parchment paper, and I've been in 3 Costcos in the last month and they're always out. Out of stock online, even.
Wow. Yeah.
So, these ancillary businesses, another good example, like Revlon, has no fucking clue why they just sold a bunch of flat irons.
Yeah.
They have no idea why.
Yeah, they know why.
And there's the Chinese company that makes them figured it out.
Yeah.
A Chinese company that makes Revlon started repackaging them and calling them Dablon. So, like, if you go to the, you know, the glass district in L.A., you'll find thousands of Dablon hair straighteners.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, if you're going to press rosin in a state that starts with an I or a K,
yeah,
you know, that's probably the best option for you. Some of those states, absolutely, immediate felony for any possession. I was just writing the other day, North Dakota, felony for ingest or misdemeanor for ingesting extract, just ingesting it.
Yeah, I mean, people have to be careful. I had a friend go to Houston and go and pick up a bag of weed and rolled up a joint, started smoking in his car, and he went, oh, shit, I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah, not in Oregon anymore.
Reinstall red state protocols, yeah, man. No doubt about that. We've had some close calls, and as we go off to break here, I'm gonna open this subject up as we go to break. Michael mentioning between Radical Russ and Ganja John, I bet there's a ton of stories about the shadiness in this industry.
Oh, dude.
We could have a competition.
Oh, yeah. I've been fucked worse than you.
Oh, yeah? Let me tell you something, mister. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll close the show up. And thanks for listening to us here on CannabisRadio.com. I'm Radical Russ, the Russ Belville Show. He's Ganja John. We're hanging out and chilling and doing more dabs because it's Oregon and we can. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Russ Belville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association in the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details.
The Russ Belville Show, providing dictionaries to drug czars since 2009.
Drum roll, please! That's your cue! Drum roll, please! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
At midnight, July 1st, 2015, adult marijuana prohibition came to an end in Oregon. Immediately, over 400,000 adults who consume cannabis responsibly were no longer criminals. This is what freedom sounds like. Brought to you by Portland Normal.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Remember, friends, there's more to life than marijuana. I just can't remember what it is. Why'd I come in here? This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Closing shop here at the Russ Belleville Show, hanging out with Ganja John and reminding you, tomorrow we've got special guests on our show, attorney Joseph Tully and medical marijuana grower Aaron O'Neill. They're going to trial in California, and we're going to learn all about their case and what's happening with it. So learn about your justice system, your injustice system, on tomorrow's show, 3 o'clock Pacific time, right here on CannabisRadio.com. All right, so as we close things up with Ganja John here, we've got recreational legalization getting licensed. They're going to start doing licensing for extractors and all of that.
Right.
Medical's kind of been doing it and kind of trying to retro-tailor it to what's going on with recreational. Mm-hmm. What's coming as far as these regulations go? How does it affect you, and what are they doing wrong?
They're doing a lot wrong. But it changes day to day. So yeah, it's hard to pinpoint down, you know, what's being done wrong. If there's going to be a milligram limit, you know, the oil that we were just smoking during the break, 77% THC, 770 milligrams of THC. If it's limited to 250, then I have to get into some really weird measurements with how much oil I can sell somebody, how much oil that I can actually package. And that's going to change. Our Kardashian's 55%. and it's, you know, much higher percent CBD. Is it based on total cannabinol content? You know, it's really interesting. It's interesting how it's going to change. Personally, I make hash oil. When people ask me to do other things, I kind of tune out. One of those things is legal paperwork. And so I've always tried to align myself with somebody who's going to take care of that for me. I have a lot of talent. I personally don't even want to be making hash oil anymore. I'd like to, you know, I'm currently working with a team of people who make hash oil with me. That's not to say I don't get my hands dirty, but I'm not filling the tubes anymore. I'm not emptying the tubes anymore. I'm just making my oil. I'm, you know, doing the finesse that needs to be
done. You want to be the Dale Chalooly.
Exactly.
Of
one-eyed, one-eyed, loves whores, just like him.
That's an obscure reference for those of you out there. That he's the acclaimed glass artist who, he designs the glass now. He doesn't actually blow the shape.
He does.
And do all that stuff.
And he lost his eye in a car wreck with a whore.
That's right. I'd forgotten that part.
Yeah, also one-eyed. I've actually, one of the adventures that I've done since, you know, we were last on the show is I've blown some glass. I've actually made a couple of rigs myself, and a lot of people told me every time I wanted to quit that Dale Chalooly was able to blow glass. And like, not really. He lost his eye and quit blowing glass. And I ended up injuring myself pretty badly. Got a stringer across all four of my fingers on my left hand. Ow. And it didn't heal for like 6 months. So I couldn't make hash for a lot of that time, or I had to have a lot of help. So it was like, I can't really do this. It gets in the way of my bottom line. You know, I'm on immunosuppressants. So like, if I get injured, it takes a long time for me to heal. So,
sure.
But yeah, that was, you know, interesting thing to do. But yeah, it's interesting how it's going to change. I work with farms who want to get processors licenses, and most people who are going through the licensing process right now for growing would be stupid to not, in addition, get a processor's license.
Yeah.
I've also been approached by people who are getting their commercial license, and they'll ask me to do things like, can you design our lab for us? And it's like, yeah. Are you know, you're going to hire me to make all your oil? Yeah, we'll do that. Can I get it on paper? No. Oh, you want me to do $100,000 worth of design work for you for free? There's a lot of that. Marijuana industry suffers greatly from be cool, bro. Be cool, bro. It's really unfortunate. But you know what? I'm going to make that stop.
Right on. Well, Roland Reverend in the chat room says, thank you for having Ganja John on. This has
back.
Been like visiting with an old friend.
Yeah, I really miss you guys. Like, it's interesting how quickly I fell back into this role. I really...
Yeah.
I miss doing this, and maybe we'll make it a regular thing.
We could have our Dab Thursday with Ganja John. I don't know. We'll come up with a clever
figure
name.
Something out. I miss hanging out with you guys. I miss hanging out with Russ. I'll be back.
We'll do some more. All right, but that's all the time we got for today. Thanks for joining us here, and join us tomorrow live from Fort Worth, Texas. I'll be attending the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, and who knows, I might have a Donald Trump clip for you. He's appearing at the same building we're at the day before. So
try and steal his wig.
I'll see what I can do. For everyone here, for Ganja John and CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down.